Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, folks. Dr. Bill Shiloh Ben-David here. Welcome back to this series of podcasts on the Universe of Nations. As many of you know, the Universe of Nations is my vision for a new and better version of the United Nations. When established, it will, I believe, be located in Jerusalem. The question is why? As the greatest hegemony of the late modern age, America appropriately situated the United Nations in the United States and in one of its great cultural and commercial centers, namely New York City. But as humanity comes to the close, not just of the modern era, but of all pre-universal history, it will be appropriate that this new world government be moved as well to reflect that major change in history. Even though the United States will continue to be an important player, it is important that the new Universe of Nations reflect a global hegemony, one that takes all the legitimate world players into account. So as we enter the incipient age of universal peace, then the Universe of Nations should be appropriately situated in the center of the world, and that center is Jerusalem. If you look at the globe, you can see that Jerusalem is, in fact, the navel of the world, as it were. It's centered between north and south, east and west. But it also represents the metaphysical center of the world. It's the locale of the three world's major religions. But no one religion can take over the whole world, just as no one person should take over the whole world. As one of my students joked, God is far too big for any one religion. As such, all the world's religions should share the space, and Jerusalem should become the center for a worldwide universal meta-theology, one in which all the peoples and religions of the world are recognized, one in which all legitimate nations of the world should be acknowledged and have a say. As such, in addition to becoming a global meta-theological center, the Universe of Nations should also house the coming world government, world justice center, world charity, library, school, and research centers, world economic center, and much more. Such a grand design should appropriately be centered and situated in the global center as a truly global capital. Clearly, this will require a peace settlement, not just between Israel and the other Middle Eastern countries, but in essence between all the nations of the world, north and south, east and west. And while such an unprecedented achievement seems unlikely, if not impossible right now, I believe it will be achieved. For if peace can be made there, it can be made everywhere. It is my hope and my prayer, and I pray it come today.